All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic.
All right, so we realize it's been a little while since we've put anything new out. We did record a new episode last week, but we had some technical difficulties with it. Nice. We had like a nice half hour, about a half hour.
Yeah. It was actually really good content.
Yeah.
It was a good, funny episode.
Yeah, it was a funny episode. But yeah, we went to go upload it and delete it off of our laptop. So, you know, we had nothing to put up, but we actually did record with a couple of our buddies who do another podcast.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, I did on the page, I did post it. I also shared it. Their name is Family with Benefits.
They're a couple of brothers.
I wish I could plug their stuff. I know like Twitter's like FamW Benefits, and I think Instagram and everything's just Family with Benefits.
Their Facebook.
Yeah, you should be able to find their Facebook on either our page, because I did share that. And yeah, go listen to their stuff too. They got a few episodes. They got a couple, they got one like four parter, and
they get in depth on the Tiger King.
Yeah, they really go crazy. But yeah, we did it with them. We've been friends with them for a long time, so yeah. it was kind of cool.
We'll probably have them on in a couple of weeks as well. Doing a little crossover series type thing.
Yeah, definitely. It was good. It was good conversation.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much, we didn't really talk about much of anything, you know.
No, we had a topic.
We had a topic, and then we just kind of, you know, how it goes, snowballed into life. Something completely different. Yeah.
Just kind of talked about old stuff that happened.
Yep.
You know, it was good. It was just
nice conversation, you know.
Yeah.
If you guys have a chance, like Steve said, just head over to our Facebook, you know, you'll find the link on there. You know, take a listen, you know, listen to a couple of their older episodes too.
Yeah. Don't listen to just the one with us. You know, it's the best episode they have.
They put out some pretty good stuff, but
they got, you know, like their thing is kind of like ours. I mean, but we, you know, not that we stay on topic. I wouldn't say that. We just have, sometimes we have topic. You know,
topical episodes.
Yeah, yeah. See, thanks for finishing that.
You're welcome.
I got stuck there.
Yeah.
But you know, we do stuff like that, and they have topics, and they tend to, they have more time to record. I would say not more time, but
yeah,
the way they record is a little different than we record. We don't have the ability to edit 2 hours worth of material, so
right,
they kind of just talk, and they definitely dabble on things that have nothing to do with the podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I love that.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
that's
it's great.
The best part of...
I feel like it definitely makes it feel like more of a natural conversation, which is kind of what you want to have, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't edit. This is all raw, uncut,
raw,
ready to go. So, you know, if anybody ever listens to this, you're not hearing any edits. This is everything. I know, like, when we first started, our wives were like, oh, you know, if you guys stutter, you're going to edit it out. Hell no.
No.
This
no.
is natural.
Yeah.
This is it. Like, I'm going to stutter. I stutter when I normally talk, when I'm thinking too fast. And
sometimes your brain gets going faster than your mouth can.
It really does, it just
takes a second for your mouth to catch up, you know?
Yep.
But
that's what happens with math for me. It takes me a little while. And then I think I'm just terrible at math. I think I'm just terrible at math. That's probably all it is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting there. If we were in the gym, I'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
I could count 45s
and 25s,
fast.
Yeah,
I can count those fast.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the gyms to open back up.
Hopefully yeah, that'd be
that
great.
Happens sooner than later.
I'll actually be ready to go.
But
yeah.
Yeah, so you know, we're probably not gonna carry on too long today. We're gonna have another episode this weekend, you know, but we're gonna hit on, you know, the first round of the draft was last night.
It was.
You know, both our teams made a pick. One of our teams made a couple picks.
Yeah.
But, we're just going to, you know, touch on, you know, who they took and how we feel. And then hopefully some point this weekend we'll have...
we can, like, really go over...
Yeah,
like,
go over the full draft. You know, maybe we'll have our buddy on.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him, see if he can come on. He's pretty much like a sports guru type of guy. You know, he knows a lot about every sport.
He's... I don't understand how he gets that stuff stuck in his head, but
no, it's gonna be tough for me too because he's a Broncos fan.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be real.
But I don't know. You wanna start it?
Yeah,
off?
I'll start. You guys don't remember? I am a Chargers fan. I don't know if you guys remember that from the other episode. And you know, there was a lot of speculation we were gonna move up, and then we're gonna stay here, and then we're gonna go with Tua, and then we'll go with this guy, that guy. End up taking Justin Herbert, quarterback from Oregon.
Solid pick.
And, you know, being a West Coast guy, I think it was probably good. I think he plays the style that we're kind of looking at. He can run. He's got a huge arm. You know, he obviously every quarterback that comes out of the draft, I believe, and you're hearing this first, I believe that they all should be behind a guy at least 1 year, learn how to be a professional, learn the offense. I think they all deserve the money that they're going to get if they can play, but they won't be able to play if they don't have somebody to learn from.
Oh yeah.
I
just feel like it's key. A lot asking any player coming out of college to just jump into offense or defense. It doesn't matter the position. It's just a lot to ask them, you know, coming out of college, just to jump in playing with grown men. Like,
oh yeah, exactly. And
you know,
we're getting lucky because, you know, Tyrod Taylor is there. He's a professional. I was the worst critic on him at the beginning.
you were rough on him.
I was unhappy because we lost Rivers. That's why I was unhappy. So it kind of...
It's like that bitter ex-girlfriend type of thing.
It's tough to get rid of a guy 14 years. I think future Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. I'll fight anybody who says otherwise for you.
You know, so it's like... It's tough. It's tough transition, but I think he's a professional who can really teach Herbert the ins and out of just being a professional, because, you know, Herbert's kind of a laid-back guy, but I've been watching a lot of interviews like right before that. I don't know why, but, you know, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, Chargers been talking to him a lot. Tua's definitely going to go, you know, before that.
Yeah.
Are they going to move up? And I, you know, as much as I think Tua's probably the best quarterback in talent-wise, he's the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I was like, you know what? Let me look up this Herbert kid. I was looking at videos, seen him on Pat McAfee's show, and I don't know. I think he might be a leader, and I think people are just being a little hard on him because he's not as vocal as, you know,
a lot of people think of being a leader as that guy that gets loud and hyped up and likes to yell, but a lot of times being a leader is just simply in the way you carry yourself and your demeanor.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that aren't the Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady's, and I don't mean that by talent. I mean that by, you know, letting your guys know when they do wrong and
getting
everything.
Hyped up,
but he said it in one of his interviews. He said, "I will not, like, not tell. I will tell somebody if they're doing something that I don't that's not right. I will tell them. Like if I'm not happy with it and it's not the way, you know." He's like, "I have no problem telling them what I need to tell them." And I'm like, "All right, well, that's good, because you know, you need a quarterback that's going to be able to."
He's definitely going to be able to step up and speak his mind.
Yeah,
you know? he's definitely going to have that.
As long as you don't do no Ben Roethlisberger stuff where you're on the, you know, the radio telling people how much you hate Antonio Brown because he doesn't listen to you. And
yeah, that's a little over the line.
Calling out Marquise Pouncey for pushing Shelby from the Broncos back into the end zone, doing his goddamn job as a center, pushing him off the ball so he's not getting sacked. Who Shelby is also a very big man.
And
Shelby intercepted that ball because Roethlisberger threw it right into
his hands.
And he blamed Marquise Pouncey for that, which is crazy because you're talking about one of the best centers in the league. He's unbelievable. And it's like, you really blamed him for pushing an offensive lineman? But, you know, luckily we don't have a guy that's going to do that. He's probably not going to start year one unless something happens to Tyrod. And he'll be able to learn from him just how to be professional, learn the playbook, learn how they run their offense. And, hey, maybe he'll beat them out year two, which would be great.
Yeah.
I think he has all the intangibles. He just needs to perfect some things, which, you know, you're never going to be perfect, but, you know, he needs to get better on a couple things, and I think he can do it. And, you know, we'll really see just what happens.
And,
that was pick six.
That was our first
pick.
I mean, I feel like, you know, moving forward in the future, I definitely think he's going to be a franchise guy. I mean, you know, I think Tyrod's just kind of, and I think Tyrod realizes too that he's just kind of a bridge guy.
Yeah, he
knows. Like a year, year and a half. You know, unfortunately, like, I'm a fan of Tyrod. I liked him. You know, I know he didn't. No, not that far. I wouldn't say that far because he really didn't do much in Baltimore. But I mean, he got a lot of attention in Buffalo.
He
you
did.
Know?
He did.
He brought him to the playoffs. So I mean, I feel like he doesn't get a lot of credit that he should.
Yeah, I mean, he's Alex Smith,
but exactly,
more mobile.
But he's a mobile Alex Smith. Yeah. He's not going to lose you a game, you know.
Yeah, he might not win it by 30 points, but if your defense can get you up, he should be able to keep you there.
Oh yeah, he's definitely
going to make the mistake.
He's definitely going to, you know, he'll win you a game by not making mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he can also extend the play.
Yeah.
And get himself out of the pocket if he needs to.
But I think Herbert will end up beating him out at some point.
Yeah, I wouldn't
be surprised. Alone. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, God forbid things aren't going well for Tyrod halfway through the year. You guys are 3-5 or 4, you know, God forbid 2-6.
I hope not again. But
you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Lynn's like, you know what, let's make a change. See what we've got with this young kid.
He's going to kind of have to. He's going to have to save his job at that point.
Oh, yeah. Because
he's so big on Tyrod.
Yeah.
So, I was the worst critic. I watched some tape on him. I really did my due diligence on Tyrod. And I was like, okay, you know what? Guy's got some talent. He's got a good arm. You know, in preseason, he did pretty good. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But then, you know, a little bit later in the draft, now, see, at this point, I am sleeping. Got to work early in the morning on Friday. I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Wake up. I see that we traded with the Patriots. And I said, shit. Because yesterday on the radio, you were listening to the radio show.
Yeah. Yep.
And they were saying how Belichick loves to move out of the first round.
Yeah.
And I said, what? No way. Yeah. That's crazy. And then you find out he has 71 trades on draft day.
70,
and you're like, holy shit, or whatever.
71 trades.
Like, that's insane. And then I see that we traded with him, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's not as insane as I thought because that's our guy that we're going to come up and get. And we ended up snubbing the Saints, unfortunately, their team. We snubbed them.
Yeah.
And we grabbed, I think, the best linebacker after – I wouldn't even say after Isaiah Simmons. I think Isaiah Simmons is a safety. He's a big guy.
But, oh yeah, he's
yeah. I think in the NFL he's going to end up being a hybrid safety. I don't think he's going to play much line. I think he's going to play like a Derwin James type of position.
Yeah.
You know, so we ended up moving up 23, gave away a third round pick. I don't really consider it a second round pick because I feel like that was our second round pick. So I feel like we didn't really give up a second-round pick, even though everybody does. I think it's just giving up a third. And we end up picking Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he looks like a big talent, can tackle. Obviously, some flaws. You know, he's an inside linebacker. He's not going to be able to over-pursue as much as he does right now because he's not going to be able to arm tackle some of these running backs in the league. Receivers, you know, he's not fast enough to run with receivers, but I think he's fast enough to cover tight ends. I think it'll be good in our division to have a little bit more speed. It also gives us a chance to move Drew Tranquil outside where he belongs, even though he was a good middle linebacker this year, but move him outside. And then, you know, we still have Perryman to teach him some stuff, unless we, I don't know, for whatever, maybe we trade Perryman. I don't know. I don't think you get much for him. But, you know, he'll be able to teach him a little bit inside. They'll be able to rotate him because Perryman can't play. He's not a three-down back.
Yeah, no, he's
backer, I should say. And then, you know, we still got Kaiser White, Nuchenna Nwosu. We've got a lot of talent at this point. That linebacker really opened up
our linebacker
group, and our D-backs are good enough to do their thing. So, I mean, I think adding him adds a lot of potential to our defense, also adding speed. Because of Kansas City's offense.
Yeah, he's definitely going to help.
Yeah, and now
with
you know, Jerry Jeudy going to the Broncos, which I know we didn't want to talk about other picks, but I have to say that for sake of my argument of getting speed, because now you got Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. And yes, our D-backs are going to be, I think they'll be able to, I think Casey Hayward can run with Courtland Sutton. Maybe not shut him down, but he'll be able to run with him.
You got Chris Harris back there too, who can kind of give insight to your other guys on Courtland Sutton's
I think, you know. I think so in like nickel, they're not gonna be able to pass on us. We have too much talent back there. And then the linebackers we have are really talented. It's a lot better now than 2 years ago when we lost to the Patriots in the playoffs.
No linebackers. Yeah, so, we were at that game. You know, that was rough.
Yeah, that was
a rough one. For you guys.
We were there, so it was definitely really rough. But you know, it was good. We went up. We picked up what we needed. I mean, it was either him or Patrick Queen. I think either one of them would have been a good pick there. I think we got the better of the two picks.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just for his size, he's 6'2", 240. You know, he runs a 4.5 40. He's downhill. He's really good downhill, but he kind of over pursues a little bit. He's got to work on his angles. All stuff. I feel like Gus Bradley in that defense with that linebacking coach, you know, I feel like they can work on it. And then it was kind of fun. Like just knowing that we moved up to do something instead of waiting.
Yeah,
we always wait.
It's always fun to do stuff on the first day of the draft, you know?
Just, yeah, it's nice.
As long as you're picking. It's always fun to make picks, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You trade out of the first round. And
yep.
You do nothing but piss off your fans. Waited up all night to see you, just to hear you trade it out and do nothing. But,
tell us about your disappointing
your
miss on our good buddy Kenneth Murray here. You missed on him.
I missed on him. We missed on him.
Tell us what you got. You guys got to get a linebacker, right?
No. Linebacker? No. Patrick Queen was sitting there. We took him, right? No.
What about the other guy? There's another guy. There was another guy that was a linebacker there. I believe someone else took him. Didn't get a very good grade on it, but he's a good linebacker.
Yeah, we ended up going. Skipped
him too? Okay.
Yeah, we skipped him. We skipped, you know, a safety. You know, we skipped a corner.
Yep.
But yeah, instead,
what about pass rusher? No pass rusher?
No. You figure, we take a nice pass. No, we decided to go offensive line.
Oh.
We drafted a center.
Wait, oh, not a position of need.
Okay. Not a position of need. Yeah, we drafted a center. Man by the name of Cesar Ruiz.
Okay, where does he play?
He played in Michigan, which kind of makes this pick
tough for
even more bitter, because being an Ohio State guy, Ohio State fan, it's
gonna be a tough one.
It's gonna be interesting to see that locker room, because you know they call us Ohio State of the South down in New Orleans.
Yeah,
so it'll be an interesting dynamic to see what happens there. But we drafted Cesar Ruiz. You know, he's 6'3". About 320.
Yeah, big dude.
You know, he's
not huge, but
not a big dude. He's a center, which also blows my mind because we just drafted Eric McCoy last year.
Yeah. Yep.
And he came out and had a Pro Bowl caliber rookie season. But I was reading something and it kind of makes sense to me a little bit now why we took him, because he played guard as well in college, and right guard more specifically.
Yep.
And Larry Warford is our right guard right now. He's getting a little old, a little slow. Yep. Sean Payton basically came out and said that he's put Larry Warford on notice that his job isn't safe this coming season.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You know, but he's
competition.
Competition should bring out the best in everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they say, he's got good hands, good feet. You know, it's just a matter of, is he going to be comfortable playing over there? Is he going to be all right with it? I watched the pick last night, and he was really emotional, about getting picked.
It's good.
Which is nice. You know, I think he's going to come to the team, and he's going to bring some energy. He's said that he wants to play center. You know, he's a natural center, but he's willing to play wherever he's needed. I think if we can get younger on the line, I mean, it's not going to hurt moving forward, especially because Drew Brees is in the last – he's pretty much on the last leg of his career. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't have minded if they drafted Jordan Love, if they took a Jordan Love.
Wouldn't have been bad.
at you know, but I'm hoping that they have a plan for the future. You know, it's one of those things where you bulk up the line, you know, maybe it is Taysom Hill, but it's one of those things you look at and you're like, out of all the players they could have picked, you know, you address something that's not a need, you know.
Yeah.
They could have went wide receiver.
Yeah, it's not sexy.
It's not sexy. It's not a sexy pick at all.
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking, right? Now that you're talking, you're saying he plays center and he's probably the best center in college football. What could happen, you know, maybe Wofford doesn't win it out, right? But what happens, you know, like it'll be good to, like, if something happens to McCoy.
Yeah, it'll be nice. What happens to have if a backup?
McCoy says he feels comfortable at right, and then this kid becomes your new center? It's not a bad idea either. If it works,
absolutely. You know,
so I mean, it's not sexy, but you know, sometimes they say, which I heard today, that sometimes it's not always the player that you need, but it's the player that makes the most sense as the best prospect on the board. So he's the best prospect to something that maybe they don't necessarily need, but something that they could use. And if you get him this year, and say Wofford, you know, has an off year, well, now you got this kid behind him saying, "Get out of my way, old man! I'm coming in." Oh yeah,
I definitely think Warford's on his way out. You know, he's almost got to be 32 or 33, and you know, lineman wise, that's
it's an old man. Yeah,
it's a lot of years in the trenches. But it'll be interesting to see what they do moving forward. You know, we don't have a pick until 88 now.
Yeah, we don't have a pick.
But you got your first two picks though.
Yeah, I think they're the first two. You know, picks.
I think
it's nice.
I mean, it would have been nice to, because we were eyeing Murray. Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, it would have been a good pick.
You know, we were if the Patriots wouldn't have traded out and made a pick and Kenneth Murray was on the board, he would have definitely been a New Orleans Saint today.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Cesar Ruiz he's gonna be good for the team in the long run. You know, it's bittersweet type of thing. You know, you want to see a team go out and address a position that in your eyes is a need, but at the same time, you know, I realize I'm not in the locker rooms.
Yeah, I mean, it could be something that maybe he said on tape. Like, they were just looking at him, like, hey, you know, we want to get this guy. They might have been able to get him in the second round if they had a second round pick.
Oh, they probably could.
You know,
yeah.
So I think it was one of those things where it's like, you know what, it's not really a position of need. It's not going to be sexy. Nobody's going to like it. I think that's why. I heard Sean Payton was kind of trolling the drafting process. Like, when they go to him, he had like stuff on the table that was like,
oh yeah,
gonna piss the NFL off or whatever. Like, I you know what I mean, he was probably just trolling it because like he's thinking, hey, you know what? I know the fans aren't gonna like it, but I like it,
right?
And I think it's gonna work, and I think it's gonna help us in the long run. And he might end up. I mean, if the kid looks like he's ready to work, he wants to do anything. He's big. You're watching highlights. He looks like he's nasty. So I mean,
you know, he's definitely a better pass blocker than run blocker. But you know, I think Coach Payton will coach him up. Yeah. I think we have enough brain power in the building where, you know, our offensive line has always been one of our strongest points.
Yeah, so you're saying he's got to be a little. He's gonna get a little stronger.
He's gonna get a little stronger. Push off. You know, he's you know, there's a couple highlights. You see him getting run over.
Yeah.
You know, that bull rush. It's if you're not expecting it, and you're on your heels even just a little bit, forget it.
Yeah, and you're gonna be playing some.
And you're gonna be some playing some legitimate. Year. You know,
you're gonna be playing Ndamukong Suh and. Vita Vea.
Vita Vea, yeah.
In your division. It's going to be some guys he's going to have to. But, you know, I'm sure it's something he can learn. I mean, he might not start this year. Wofford might.
No, I think, I mean.
Kill it. So, you know.
I hope Wofford steps up. I really do. I like him. I just think, you know, him being as old as he is and, you know, he kind of showed a little decline last season.
Yeah.
But. I think Wofford will step up, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a young man's game, as they say.
Absolutely.
And I think Ruiz is going to be, you know, looking at it now, you know, in the heat of the moment, I was mad, but you know, you get some time, you reflect, you look, you do your research on the guy. Cause I'll be honest, before we said his name, I had no, I've never heard of him.
I honestly, you know? I looked this morning too, just because I knew we would talk about it at work.
Oh yeah.
And I honestly, I was like, I've never even heard this guy's name.
Yeah. I didn't hear his name coming up from anything.
I didn't even think you were going to take a linebacker. I thought you guys were going to take Brandon Ayuk, I think his name is.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver.
Arizona State or Arizona, one of them, something like that. I thought you guys were going to take him, to be honest with you, because I just thought you guys needed a guy outside or possibly can push in the slot then put Emmanuel Sanders outside. But I think with Emmanuel Sanders, it kind of gives you guys a is he from Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona State.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he went 25 right behind us.
Oh, and who was that?
San Fran took
him. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's that, you know, you took their guy, they took your guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. No, that's a good pick.
But you know, it's going to be good. You know, he'll end up, you know, like I said, did a little research into him. He's probably, like you said, the best. I think he was the best center in the draft.
Yeah, he might be the best interior lineman in the draft. Honestly,
yeah,
there's not many. There's more, most of them are offensive tackles, right tackles. To be honest, the only left tackle that I think could play left tackle right now, going into is Andrew Thomas.
And yeah, he's a beast.
And he's not even going to play it yet until Nate Solder gets hurt. But yeah, no, I think we had a solid draft. We got a B grade for both guys. That's fine. They're not top guys, you know, I know, but we wouldn't have got a better grade if we would have picked Isaiah Simmons.
Oh,
Everybody, Chargers fans I listened to, they wanted Isaiah Simmons, and I don't blame them. He's an unbelievable talent, putting him and Derwin James together, but I think Telesco, our GM, knew we needed a linebacker, like a legitimate linebacker.
Yeah. You needed someone who can come up and stop the run.
Yeah, and I think this kid's gonna be good. I think Simmons is gonna be good, but I just don't think it was the right pick. And we needed a quarterback regardless. I know they wanted to move up and get Love, and maybe we could have got Love in the second, but Love wasn't making out of that first round.
Yeah, that first round. That's a weird pick, but so yeah, we'll touch on that this weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think the Chargers had a good first round. The Saints, we got an A. For that pick, you know, it's an A pick, so you know the powers that be obviously know more than we.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, I think the first round overall, you know, it wasn't a flashy pick, but I'm happy with it. You know, he's definitely going to contribute to the team.
Yep.
And absolutely. You know, I think both of your picks are going to be starting before the season's over.
I think Murray's
definitely going to be starting.
Yeah, I mean, he should.
You know, and then Herbert will either, whether it's Tyrod getting hurt or just outperforming him in practice, I definitely think he's going to be under center before the year is out.
Yeah. Well, all right.
All right. We'll,
we'll be back this weekend with something.
Yeah. We'll definitely have some more content for you guys.
Yeah. Don't forget to listen to our buddies, Family with Benefits podcast.
Give them a listen, give them a like, give them a follow.
Or you just message them and tell them two bears in the mic, say, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that too. And they'll laugh. They'll have fun with it. No, don't do that.
They can take a joke. They can take a joke.
Yeah,
but,
they can take a joke.
All right. On that note, we appreciate you guys listening. Take care. Be safe. See ya.